This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight? Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Welcome in on this Thursday. Good to have you here with us. Got everything you need over there?
Yeah, you know, I always wonder, like, why is there bumper music on radio, talk radio stations? And I realize the reason why is because it gives the host just an extra 10 seconds to grab headphones that they forgot and then rush over
or
to their spot and start talking.
When mics don't work, which has happened before, it gives us time.
It gives us
so
a
that there's
little
not
bit of
dead
time.
Air
yeah.
to figure out why the mics don't work.
It's
not
probably
that that's ever happened.
Other reasons for it, but that's the best one I could think of right now.
Yeah. But that's in that case, that was pretty. Did I just hear a big
I heard that too. I don't know what that was.
What was that? Just
like a whine?
It sounded like a very high pitched tone.
I don't know. It's
giving me stress.
I don't know what that was.
Okay. We have a lot coming up later in the show that we can mention here real fast. The list for today that we will be taking nominations on at noon
is going to be best backyard activities, best backyard pastimes.
It's going to be cool enough this weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm lighting a fire. I'm going to start burning the tree from my neighbor that fell in my yard earlier this year. All that's going to start to go away.
Might have a party tomorrow night. Some people might, not me, I'm saying some people might have a party tomorrow night for the Chiefs
game. Yeah.
Invite some people over.
What are you going to do in the backyard?
Yeah, what are you going to be doing?
If you don't want to watch the game, what are you going to be up to?
Cornhole and slip and slide, all that stuff.
Together. Yeah, those,
you can combine
those two
them.
Things.
Yeah. You can figure it out.
Get a little more creative.
You're an American.
And then, are we having dogs in studio at 1 o'clock? I've requested that every time we've had this conversation with Wayside Waves. I don't know if it's actually happening.
I don't know. They didn't say.
Okay.
But I will say anytime animals have been brought into the studio, disaster has struck. So
yes.
I don't know if we want it necessarily.
Well, but it's never been with us.
But then again, we're the show that can leave stuff for the next show. So
that's true.
That's the benefit.
If a goat does something it's not supposed to or
Dana one
whatever.
Time had a goat come into the studio right before my evening show started and it wazzed. I think this thing had the bladder the size of a Goodyear blimp.
Had been holding it forever.
And just went all over the carpet. And then they were just like, all right, bye. And I was like, wait, what is going on?
You call your cleaning staff that you don't have around here. We also have a lot of just inside baseball a little bit. We sit at a desk that has a lot of wires and stuff underneath it. And I don't know how it looks on your side, but on my side, all this is open.
Yeah, it's open over there.
All the panels that should be blocking all of that are sitting on the floor back there. I don't know why.
Not on my side, no.
Oh, yeah. All this is open down here. The panels are back there.
Cool.
And that's a good place for puppies to get lost.
That's true. And
or
chew up wires.
Get to get lost and chew up wires and stuff like that. So, sure. Yeah. Let's bring all the creatures in.
I mean, I'm used to when I do the show from home, I have my dog in the studio with me.
Yeah.
He just sits at my feet.
I
would show him to the camera, but he would probably try to attack the camera if he saw himself in it because he's dumb enough to think that's another dog in my house.
Oh,
what is he doing here? He's going to try to take my food. I need to kill him.
Yeah. I am interviewing a new foster today.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm
gonna start to...
Have you already seen pictures of it, or are you just going?
No, I'm gonna do a dog's day out this
afternoon.
Sorry
about a dog, by the way.
Yes, not children.
She's not interviewing not children.
No, but
bring in the orphans.
How
are you with gruel, young man?
I miss Garvey, and while I was on vacation because I had a lot more free time, I did a lot of research about how to be a better foster parent, foster owner for dogs, and things that I can do better this time. And so I want to give it another try, and I'm going to be a little more specific about what dog is a good fit for me. I think last time I went in and was like, you just give me whatever you think is going to, and no, I think I need to put a few more boundaries on it this time. So I'm going to do dog's day out, and I put on my little note when I signed up, let's consider like what, it, you know, what dogs I might be able to, like, starting this weekend maybe.
Yeah.
So
all right.
Today is the, today's the interview day. We'll see how.
They're going to give you another pit bull though.
So 90, I know we're talking about Wayside Waves, and we'll that's who we're talking
to
later.
They do something similar.
They do something similar.
Yeah, we'll talk with them about that.
But if you look at the website for Casey Pet Project, and I assume it's the same for Wayside Waves, they have room for 400, I don't know if it's 400 animals or 400 dogs. They get 30 new animals a day.
Which is crazy.
And that's true, and I know that because I'm on their Facebook page where every day they put up, here's all the pets that were found that were dropped off overnight. And it's 30 a day. I don't know where they put all of them or what they do. But if you look on their website and you can see what dogs are available for foster or for adoption, and you look at the breed, 90% of the time, it is a mix of pit bull and something. Not Rottweiler. What's the other one? What's the other popular one that I've said they always are a mix of? Anyway, I can't remember. But 90% of them are going to have some pit bull in them.
Okay.
Garvey had the big head.
Big head, little body.
It was so cute. Yeah. It was the cutest thing ever. And gentle and kind as could be. Like, never, I had to open his jaw a couple of times so that he would swallow a pill. I'd literally open it. And he didn't bite me. He didn't get mad.
Yeah.
He didn't.
He just wasn't trained. He wasn't housebroken.
Yeah, he didn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And so I had to, and he had to take these pills. So I had to open his jaw and I'm like, I'm taking my life in my hands by doing this. No, he was the kindest thing ever. So I'm not opposed to it being a pit bull. I just need it to be a shorter pit bull that will not jump a fence.
Mm-hmm.
And I need it to be not as heavy so that I don't pull a muscle on walks.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
We took Gordon out yesterday for a walk, Katie and I did.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, this might be something that happens to you because it happens to me. I don't know, Quentin, do you have dogs?
Personally, no. There's one in the house that I live in.
But it doesn't belong to
but
you.
It doesn't belong to
you.
Me.
You have no responsibility
for it. There, you've lived near dogs. And anybody out there who has dogs knows this. There is no word in the English language that I try to avoid around my house saying more than the word walk. Like, Earlier today, Finn and I were going to walk to school, and I was like, hey,
do you need another word for it?
We leave at 8:30, and I'm like, hey, buddy, it's 8:28. Get your shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, why? And I was like, because we're going to walk to...
And was the dog?
Dog
you
wasn't
know,
near me.
He's 5 miles away. He was in a different floor.
He was upstairs in our bedroom. I had an accident. I didn't know he was in there because he was sleeping. And I shut the door. Right.
Yeah.
And then it was like some demented beast is upstairs trying, like, shattering the wood of the door, just rah! Like trying to get out because he heard me gently say the word walk. He's 10 years old and he's still able to hear that word all the way upstairs.
Did you take him with you?
No.
On the walk.
He's not well behaved. So I wish he was. I've walked this dog for 10 years.
How is he not well behaved on the walk?
He loses his mind. And this is what I was going to say. Katie and I took him for a walk last night. And there were several times where he has a no pull harness.
Okay.
I have to hold on to him by the handle on the harness, lift up his hind legs, and walk him like this, like holding up his back. And he's walking on his front legs, but his hind legs, because I have to take his power away, right?
Right.
Because he saw another dog.
Oh,
and
God.
He just doesn't, he's never been able to let that go.
Okay.
And I've I've done all of the stupid dog whisperer videos. I've done everything. Nothing has ever worked. The problem is it's not aggression. He just wants to go see what that dog's up to.
Right.
He's just like, hey, no, go, let me talk to him.
Yeah.
Let me talk to him. I want to talk to him.
He's just social.
I think that's my buddy.
He's an extrovert.
I think I know that guy.
Yeah.
I think he owes me money.
Yeah.
And so it's, no, and last night, Katie's never really seen that before. Mm-hmm. Because I usually just take the dog by myself. So she's with me and she's like, is this what he's like all the time? I was like, this was actually a good walk. We only ran into two dogs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I justified it to myself as like, well, I'm getting an extra workout. It's not only am I exercising, I'm getting cardio, but now I'm getting weightlifting in by having to pick this 75-pound demon up and carry him.
I don't want that experience. I don't want, because, you know, the dogs that come in, most of them, there are some owner surrenders and that breaks my heart, but most of them are just strays. And so they're learning commands for the first time. They're learning manners for the first time. I've learned about different kinds of harnesses and stuff like that, but I'm 5 feet tall with not a lot of upper body strength. So you can give me the greatest harness in the world.
Yep.
And if this dog is too big or too strong,
well,
you're going to knock me on my butt.
That's what, because Katie was walking with him. And she was holding the, and it was working great. She was holding the leash. But then as soon as I saw another dog, I was like, no, give me, because you're not, no, he's going to drag you across the street.
I have requested.
No, pull my ass.
How much does your dog weigh?
75 pounds.
Okay, so Garvey was just under 50 pounds, but I feel like it was 50
it was
pounds,
muscle.
Solid muscle.
Yeah, the same thing with Gordon. There's no fat on him.
I said 35, 40 pounds if we can do it, but I just would like a smaller dog that doesn't. There's not as much chaos associated with some of this. So we'll see.
All right.
But I read so many things while I was gone and like I'm reconfiguring my house to think about, well, maybe the crate should have been in a different room. Maybe that was my biggest thing. And boy, if you have suggestions for this, feel free to text in. How do I keep, if the next dog has the stress colitis or just in general doesn't understand that the business happens outside.
Yeah.
What can I put on my floor? I have carpet in two rooms of the house, and that's it. It's hardwood floors. The carpet is what they always like.
Yeah.
What can I cover the carpet with? I don't need advice on how to clean it up. I want to just protect it in the first place.
Yeah, it's one thing I've been very
plastic,
fortunate with. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any advice on this.
Somebody will, because I started to research it last night. You know, rolls of... there's like rolls of plastic cover that you can buy.
Just go to whatever store grandmas go to and get those runners.
Plastic
runners.
It's actually an idea that comes up.
Yeah.
Is to get a couple of those just to cover the carpet. Cause then I can clean it.
Mm.
And then it doesn't stress me out so much. I'm like, okay, well, it's on plastic, not carpet.
You know, the like stereotypical murder basement in every horror movie ever where like the walls are covered in plastic.
You want me to have that?
I'm just imagining that. I'm just imagining you making like a murder room where everything is covered in plastic.
It'll look like it after the dog's done.
Really look like it if it's stress colitis.
Yeah.
No, that's not at all what
just
I
make
want.
A murder basement.
No, yeah. I want the opposite of that. I want him to feel comfortable in the house. I want him to feel comfortable in the entire house, and I don't want to designate a room in the house where he feels like it's okay to go and do his business inside. I would like to teach him to go outside, but I recognize accidents happen, and what I want is to cut down the amount of time I have to spend.
So you don't want him to
cleaning
feel like
up carpet.
He's going to be murdered for having an accident.
No, I just want to protect my rug and my carpet and my, like, I have two rugs that I spend some money on, and I just don't want to. I'd like to, and one of them is really high pile, like that's really tall. That is a pain in the neck to get anything out of. And that's always what they always like to do there is that one.
I got fixated on the murder thing.
What
else belongs in a murder basement? 913-586-7798.
Okay, we're asking for two different things on the text line, and now we're not going to know which is which.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to
be a lot. It's going to be a lot of crossover. I think we're asking for the same thing. What? How do you protect your house from stress colitis? And also, how do you construct a murder basement? What are the best materials and supplies? You know, Dexter had that show is great, but he had to make every other serial killer feel bad because he worked for the police department. So he had access to all the cool material that you could use to cover up a murder. That's not good.
Well, so now you got me. Okay. So I have, I have a really big unfinished basement.
Uh-huh.
Which...
I don't know if I'd put them in the basement.
No. Oh, yeah. That's not where I was going. Oh, okay. No. I don't... no, there's too much for him to get into. There's there's still stuff in there. I mean, it's not...
It's also away from you, too. I mean...
Yeah. Now, the acoustics in my house are horrible. I could probably hear him cough in the basement if I was, you know, way upstairs. But no, he's not going to go in the basement. He's not going to go in the garage because that's not temperature controlled very well. So I'm not going to do that. But I do have the ideal basement if you wanted to make a corner of it like a murder basement.
Oh, really?
Because it's massive. My basement's 900 square feet, maybe a little more, totally unfinished. And there's not a lot of stuff in it.
Mm.
So you could easily probably take a corner that doesn't have one of the egress windows and...
You know, you would be one of the last people I would suspect of being a serial killer.
Thank you.
And at the same time, I think you'd make a very good serial killer.
I think I would be a very good planner.
Yeah.
I think I would be very good at logistics.
Because you're very good at details.
Yes. I'm not going to commit the crime because I don't have that in me.
Yeah.
But
I can't stay angry
that
long. That's my problem.
I can't commit to something like that long.
That's
like
crazy.
I can't follow through.
Yeah. Because it's not just the murder, then it's getting rid of the body.
Right.
Oh, it's so much
And coming up with the lies that are associated with that.
You know what? Good for you, serial killers. You know, you guys put a lot. Nobody appreciates how much work you put in what you do. I'm so sick and tired of serial killers getting caught for having shallow graves. You know,
I rewatched Mystic River on the flight back from Croatia because there wasn't a lot of options for movies. And I hadn't seen that one in a really long time. I forgot how good that was.
Such a good movie.
I forgot like Clint Eastwood
so disturbing,
directed it.
But yeah.
I forgot about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's some killing in that's done. You know, and
how are we going to do this?
And Sean Penn does a very good job of not caring and like, no, I'm going to put you in the, I'm going to tie a cement block to your foot and I'm going to send you to the bottom.
Yep.
Radio, ladies and gentlemen, we're from adopting or fostering a dog to
just give us enough time and we'll get there.
And then he kills the wrong guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just ruined the movie for you,
alert.
But it's 20 years old. So.
It's great. Great movie. Mystic River, Gone Baby Gone. Same author.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. Is there a movie been made out of
Gone Baby Gone? Oh, yeah. It's great. Oh, my God. It's such a great movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you like Mystic River, you'd like that.
2007. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway. Yeah. Hi. Happy
Coming
Thursday.
Up, any of your texts that we get on that one, we'll address 913-586.
We'll talk about it.
7798.
Let's talk about Arrowhead.
Yeah.
Coming up.
This is a surprising fact about Arrowhead. It's the least congested stadium in the NFL. Does it feel like that?
Is that going to change?
We'll talk about that next at midday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's been kind of an interesting start to the show so far. How did we get there? We were just talking about, I need ways to protect my rugs and carpet from dog messes.
And then
Quentin chimed in with
same thing you'd have for a murder basement.
Yeah.
You were right, Jamie, because you said, like, now we won't know which one is for a murder basement and which one is for a dog. A corner with a drain.
What am I? That could work for either one. That could literally murder work basement for either one.
Or dog proofing. I think this one is hopefully for dog proofing. Put a plastic carpet cover for the area, like we said, the runners, and under the kennel, put a kiddie's pool or kiddie pool.
Wow.
But again, because it'll be murder.
That's consuming a lot of the crates that they give you are massive.
Mm-hmm.
And I already have a hard enough time figuring out like a decent place for the crate. So if I put a kiddie pool underneath it,
maybe it's deflated kiddie pool.
Maybe, or like,
is this just plastic?
Painter, like, I have a bunch of tarps that you put down when you paint rooms, something like that. You can put down.
Puppy pads are washable. Somebody said they have a lot, but I have a new one. You're welcome to small, like a hospital pad.
Oh,
you're not taking.
Like a puppy pad. That's,
I don't know. Puppy pads are washable. I don't know what a puppy pad is.
A puppy pad is like the, I would not wash a puppy pad.
That, I don't know. I have a new one that you're welcome to, small, like a hospital pad, rubber backed. I have a bet with myself. You're going to find a dog that totally steals your heart.
I am not getting a dog.
You're not getting a dog this time?
Not full time. I'm not.
Oh, you're fostering again.
Yeah. This is fostering.
So I'm
fostering. Quentin. No.
Quentin.
We'll get there.
Are we doing odds on this?
Nope.
If we're going to do. The Dan and Park show did odds on whether or not Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift were going to break up. And we saw, you know, everybody on their show failed. So except Dana. Dana was totally for them, being together. So we could do something similar.
I want the, like, plus or minus on this, and I'm still in the plus camp. I still believe you that you're not planning on getting a dog. I'm gonna say it's plus 200.
Okay, so we're getting closer.
Yeah.
So what makes this time different is that I don't. The first time I did this with Garvey, I knew there was a clock on it. I knew I only had a couple of weeks because I knew I was taking a vacation. This time I really don't. My mom is coming later in September, so I have a little bit more time to play with. I'm not getting a dog.
You're not.
I like being a foster.
You saying,
I like helping dogs get adopted by other people.
You saying I'm not getting a dog is like people I know who were smokers who I'm not smoking. Nope. Today's not the day. Today's not that. I'm not going to go buy cigarettes. I'm not doing that.
But I think I am. Garvey was adopted 3 days after I returned him.
Right.
So I think I like helping other dogs find homes.
But you were disappointed that Garvey had found a home.
I was a little upset.
Yes.
About
you wanted
that.
To get him back.
I kind of did.
Right.
But also he was chaos.
Yes.
Like, it was absolute chaos.
See, this is my point. You miss a dog that you admit was chaos, that you had justifiably a lot to complain about, but you still love that dog.
I still dealt with it.
And I think that it's the next dog you get, if it's remotely not chaotic, then you're going to get that dog.
But I would rather be like the tool to help other dogs get adopted, because I post a ton on social media about them and they get a lot of attention that way. And so I'd rather do that.
You can do both. You can adopt a dog and then have him you can bring
you
a friend into the house.
You want me to have two dogs around all the time?
I don't want you to have two dogs. I think this is going to happen is my point.
I'm not saying it won't, but we're very early on in this whole process. Mm. And so I don't like my frustrating thing about Garvey. And this is a problem with me, not a problem with the dog, is I don't have a lot of experience with dogs. So I don't know how to train them. I don't know. Like, I have to study a lot. I don't know how to do all that stuff yet. And I would like more practice.
Notice she said yet.
Yeah,
I don't. I mean, I'll learn. I'll learn what
things
works over time.
Things slip. Not Freudian level, but definitely there's a slip there.
Any other suggestions for how to protect my carpet? Or for the murder room?
Yeah. keep in crate and take out and then put back in crate. Again, sounds like this sounds more like a murder room.
I was going to say that sounds like the murder room.
It's not mean and give a treat when they pee outside every time. Yeah, well, you know about crating. Like you,
oh,
that's,
I know
that's
about
not,
all that.
Yeah, that's not brain surgery here.
No, and I know about like how to, you know, positive encouragement and all that kind of stuff. But at some point, it's going to have an accident in my house.
Somebody said get a smaller crate and then the dog won't make such a mess.
Really?
I mean, yeah, because it'll have to sit with it. So they tend to not make a mess if they're going to be affected by it. If they can kind of get it outside of the
Garvey
crate.
Garvey made a mess in his crate.
In his crate.
And he sat in it for hours.
Big crate, though? Oh, he was in it?
Because he was a bigger dog, yeah. And they want him to be comfortable, you know, and be able to turn around and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
I guess so.
I'm more concerned about what happens, you know, when he's just kind of roaming around the house for a while and at some point goes and...
913-586-7798. Washable rug that attaches and detaches from a rubber backing, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I think these are all things. I mean, no offense to the people who are texting in, but I don't think like anybody's had a eureka moment here. It's just basically just some kind of covering that'll work.
Yeah.
And that's what you're going to have to deal
and
with.
Maybe I'll just try a couple and see.
I think you're necessarily going to have the next dog you get is going to have stress colitis. I think that that's not rare, but not as common. I think you just started off with a pretty rough dog.
Yes. Yeah. And there are things that you can buy, like rolls of plastic that have sticky on the bottom, you know, something like that. You can also buy what I would use under a desk, you know, like a roll to put your roller chair on, mm-hmm. like that big plastic thing. You can also use that, but that gets kind of expensive. So I just don't want to have to put sheets on everything. That's what I did last time.
Jamie, you can look on Chewy for puppy pads. You can find an older dog who is perfectly trained and the owner died or couldn't keep.
That's possible. Yeah, that's possible.
I have a friend, my friend Danielle, back in Boston. She fostered, she did dog hospice.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't suggest it,
by the way. Yeah, I'm not ready for that, no.
It was like she filled in when my regular host or co-host was out on maternity leave, if she often was. And Danielle would come in like once every 2 weeks or so, just red eyes, cry, like, what happened? Oh, nothing. It's good. And we knew. It was like, oh, another one died? Good.
I don't
what's
need
wrong
that.
With you that you're doing this to yourself?
This is supposed to be a pleasurable experience.
Yes. I think
supposed
she
to add value to my life.
She has a martyrdom within her. Like she, I think she's trying to be canonized before she dies. I don't think she was Catholic, but I think she should be. Maybe PETA can canonize her. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for the tips.
Right. So thanks for the tips, everybody. We'll get to the Arrowhead thing, which we teased. Arrowhead has the least amount of congestion of any NFL stadium.
I don't understand this.
Yeah.
Because we sell out games all the time.
Oh, I believe it. We'll talk about that coming up on Midday.
You can find the details on this one on KMBZ's Facebook page. New research has revealed that Arrowhead Stadium is officially the least congested stadium in the NFL. The study was done by Pickwise. They looked at congestion levels around each NFL stadium on Sunday at 4 p.m. I got to do math in my head. Measured how long it takes to go about 7 miles at evening rush hour and considered local pollution levels around each stadium to give a total score out of 100. Arrowhead topped the rankings with a score of 85.2 out of 100, making it the best NFL venue for traffic in the league.
I buy it. It makes sense. I mean, this is the thing that people in Kansas City who have lived here for a long time don't seem to understand. We have less congestion here than pretty much any other top 50 city in the country. By far, we have more highway miles per capita than any other city other than, I believe, Indianapolis in the country. So, yeah, it stands to reason, especially when you have the stadium out there. It's right by the 435 I-70 interchange and everything. Yeah.
It's also going to make a bigger difference on a weeknight.
Yeah.
You know, because for Sunday games, we're not going to have people coming from every direction and there's no work traffic going either way. But if it's a Monday night or a Thursday night, I could see there being some congestion from people trying to get each way on I-70. But we just don't have the traffic here in general as much as other cities to make that as big of a problem.
It's also not a downtown stadium right. where you'd have conflicting things going on. Like
right.
when the Rams used to play in St. Louis and I was in bands and we'd play, it was a nightmare sometimes right. if we were playing in a club that was near the Ed Jones Stadium.
Yeah.
So yeah, it makes sense. There's nothing else out there. Like where's the congestion for the Drury Inn for
is that even open anymore?
For the loneliest Taco Bell in America?
Yeah. Now what I'm waiting, and let me know if this ends up happening on the text line, is now I'm waiting for someone to say, well, that's why we shouldn't put Kauffman Stadium downtown. Because if you do, you're going to have nights where...
Yeah, that's the worst thing.
You're going to have a game yeah. at Kauffman Stadium on the same night as you have a concert or something else at T-Mobile Center.
Okay.
Except...
That Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to head it off before yeah. it even comes in. We now, very, very soon, will have a streetcar that goes way farther than it used to. Plenty of parking garages exist.
Yep.
Plenty of people live in that area and just walk to work or will walk to those things.
Yeah. Look, most cities have a baseball stadium. Downtown.
Right.
And
with other stuff.
And I will point out again, St. Louis does it. You think that we can't do it? You think we can't handle it?
I sort
it?
Of feel like we should just to show St. Louis, yeah. like we can do it too.
We can do it too.
Yeah.
We're not doing this on kindergarten mode. Mm-hmm. We're not doing the tutorial on easy. We're doing this hard. The right. And to be fair to St. Louis, there's the Metrolink. So, you know, mm-hmm. and when I lived there, we'd park in East St. Louis, which was always fun, and then take the Metrolink over to the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that, and even when the streetcar is really good, it's not going to be that good.
Right.
But, you know, I think it's not enough of a problem to say, well, we can't have a downtown stadium because there might be some traffic. The rewards of having the downtown stadium outweigh the fact that there might be yeah. some traffic every once in a while.
And the number of times, I mean... I'm trying to think about how often you would have it where something at T-Mobile Center conflicts mm-hmm. with a game. And I just don't think it's going to happen that often.
Yeah.
So.
Just doesn't.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Chiefs, they kick off tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Football in general kicks off tonight with the Cowboys versus the Eagles. I just want to play this real quick because it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce were doing a press conference today.
It was Brazil.
Just the two of them just sitting there answering questions from the press. They're in Brazil. And by the way, I saw them getting off the plane yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd was going insane.
Yeah.
Just absolutely insane. And not just for Travis Kelce, but for Mahomes, for Chris Jones, for all of them. Like it was nice. It was nice to see. And it's a little bit pretentious that mm-hmm. the Chiefs are referring to themselves as the world's team. At the same time,
I mean,
who else is? Like, who else yeah. is the world's team? Anyway, but here is Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. This is hilarious at the press conference just a few minutes ago.
We've had a plan for this all summer long, and now we're just ready to play football again. And
Travis, what was last night like at the airport?
Oh, man, it was crazy. It was a lot of fun seeing all the fans there. And
he had that one coming for telling everybody I didn't know where Brazil was on the map.
That was Travis.
That was Travis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At
Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That's in Pat.
Oh, I thought
it was Pat at first.
Yeah. And then it was Travis imitating him. Yeah.
Can I say that I love that Travis Kelce does that?
Yeah.
But it's not like people are like, oh my God, he's got like this voice in his toolkit.
Anybody can do that voice. It's not that hard of a voice.
It hurts, though.
Oh, I can do it. It hurt. Hurts everyone else when I do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't forget, Quentin, you have the power back there with the mic.
Just try to shut me down, bitch.
I'm here. Oh my gosh, that has to stop. Okay, so now I'm on the newspaper. I need them to translate this. I need the English version, but I'm on the newspaper.
You can't read Portuguese?
No, I can't. In Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Can you go to college? Come on.
I'm on there. I'm looking for Chiefs. I was looking to see like what they were going to have on the front page of their website, but it has nothing about the Chiefs so far. That's a little disappointing.
That's a little weird.
Yeah, that is strange. So, it is nowhere on their website.
Isn't Sao Paulo like the sixth biggest city in America, in the world?
It's major,
it's
yeah.
Huge, so maybe they have a
boxing is what they care about today.
Boxing?
Not
come on.
Us at all. It is in Sao Paulo, right? It's not in Rio.
Yeah, Sao Paulo.
Oh, yeah, they don't care about it at all. Well, fine.
Tell that to the people who were crowding the airport last night.
Also, the person that was asking the question sounded American. Do we know, was it a lot of Brazilian media that was there? Or
I mean, I'm sure there is Brazilian media, but all of the regular people who covered the Chiefs are there, like Nate Taylor from ESPN.
Everybody. Yeah. Everybody went down there.
Yeah. So. Yeah, they all went.
Yeah, they did the same when they went to Germany last year.
Yeah.
That all of the like normal journalists travel to go there because they cover the game. They go to the game as well.
I was surprised. I said this to Weird that they just went yesterday. It's only a 2-hour time difference. I get that, but it's still a long distance to travel. I mean, that's still.
It's a long distance to travel. I don't think it's getting there that's going to be that bad as much as getting back.
Yeah.
Because they're all going down there pretty healthy.
Right.
Like you have to fly back and there's certain things like if you get into get certain injuries, you actually air travel becomes more difficult.
Oh, yeah.
So who knows? But I saw the way they're traveling. I wish my house was as comfortable as that plane. Jeez.
But unless they all have beds
they
on
do.
That plane. Do they each have a bed?
Yeah. Yeah. They all sleep? Have like these pods that they sit in. Yeah.
Because otherwise
it's incredibly comfortable looking.
I've never been to Brazil, but I went to Santiago, Chile, and that was 12 hours in the air, I think, because it was 2 hours to Houston and it was an overnight flight. If you can't sleep, then you're showing up there exhausted, and then having to play football in a couple of days.
Andy Reid is really big into trying to keep the same schedule. So no matter what day they're playing on, they always travel that two day window is always the traveling
day. But this isn't the same thing as going
to Las Vegas, whether they're going to play New England or they're going. The only exception was when they were flying to Germany. Mm-hmm. And I think that's because the NFL had them do some extended media before that. But other than that, they always do like that 2-day traveling day.
And people are last night on Threads, it was all about like, oh, do you think Taylor will be at the game? Of course she's going to be at the game.
She's going to be at the game.
She is his fiance and she's not on tour
now. Not on tour right now.
She's going to be at every game.
Yeah. Yeah, so get ready for that.
Yeah, let's stop debating.
If you don't like it, then stop watching right now.
Yeah, stop debating whether she's going to go to every game. This is the love of her life.
And I will say, if that was ever a deal breaker for you, I'm going to tell you this right now.
Yeah.
She is going to be at every game, and they're going to show her constantly, so just don't watch.
Yes.
If that was a legitimate ever a deal breaker for you to be a Chiefs fan, because they might show Taylor Swift being happy every once in a while, I'm sorry, you can't watch.
But they used to show Britney. Before Taylor Swift came along, they used to show Britney, and that would make people angry too.
Yeah,
we don't need to
that.
See
yeah.
Britney in
yeah.
the, you know, we don't need to see Jackson Mahomes,
Mahomes, by
whatever.
The way, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, I figured there was. What other Britney would there be?
Wasn't she dating Harrison Butker or something? I don't know.
So, yeah, people didn't like that.
Yeah.
You know, and they still show Britney Mahomes before the. It's always a cute moment because before the game starts, she always brings the kids down to the sideline and he kisses all the kids and he kisses her and then they go up. And so I wonder if Taylor will start to do that too.
Doesn't Taylor have a Haters Gonna Hate song? I think this
that's
is
literally
definition.
Her biggest song, but yeah. That's Jamie's least favorite song.
I don't even know what that, I'm trying to think. I don't even know how that song goes.
Because the hate is going to hate her.
What's the name of that song?
Shake It Off.
Oh, that's my least. Yes, that is my least favorite Taylor Swift song.
Shake It Off.
Can't
Shake
stand it.
Off.
Hate
ooh,
it. Hate it. Still hate it.
All right. Coming up, we are going to talk about 6 medieval health tips that actually sound like TikTok hacks.
But they're actually good things?
Involving vultures.
What?
Are they? I don't know. Because I don't know if living your life like a medieval peasant is necessarily a good thing. But the point of this is you won't be able to tell whether these are TikTok hacks or whether they're just some, you know, something that Balthus the peasant from... you know, Southern England did back in 1347. I'll give you one. Let's see. A fruit cleanse, a vinegar mask for glowing skin, right?
A vinegar mask?
Barley wheat for digestion.
Yeah.
And a cure involving dead vultures. All of these health hacks from the Middle Ages so that you can live longer like a TikToker today. We'll talk about that next time midday.
This is our medieval soundtrack. sounds like bagpipers in Germany or something.
Or Ireland. But yeah, it definitely gives the vibes of moors and moss and somebody with a wagon pushing dead bodies. All right. So Fox News has a list of medieval hacks for your health. And I decided to go through these and play a little game with you and Quentin. I'm going to give you the hack, and then you have to guess whether it's medieval or TikTok.
Okay.
So here's the first one. Chlorophyll water for acne.
Chlorophyll
water? It's literally just taking a bunch of leaves, putting them in a bottle, shaking it up, and then pouring it all over your face.
Did we know about acne? Did we have that as a thing in medieval times?
Oh, I'm sure they had nothing but acne.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's medieval times.
Medieval? What do you say, Quentin?
I'm gonna go with TikTok hack because, like, you know, there seems to be a very big trend of, like, everything needs to be completely 100% natural. So, also, I think it'd be funny if people accidentally chose poison ivy.
Antioxidant properties, some data for whatever. It's supposed to help your skin. Who knows if it actually does. A burned lizard ashes for lush hair. TikTok or medieval?
Medieval.
Yeah, I'm saying medieval. I don't think we're burning.
Right.
Yeah.
Does it help? No. It's a priest's 9th century recipe involving summer savory vinegar and lizard ashes. Where were they just grabbing lizards in the middle?
Yeah.
I like history a lot. Mm-hmm. I get weird on terms though. I don't know if Middle Ages is the same as medieval or Dark Ages. I know where the Renaissance is. It's not that. So I don't know.
Medieval was before the Renaissance.
Potato slices in. Yeah, I know medieval's before the Renaissance. Potato slices in your socks. TikTok or medieval?
That's TikTok.
That's potatoes are like all people had to eat. It was like grain and potatoes.
So they wouldn't waste them, or are you saying they would
have
done them in this?
That's all they had. So, you know, they're putting them in their socks.
Jamie got that one right.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
Because it pulls out toxins and helps with colds. There's no evidence that it removes toxins or shortens illness. At best, you warm your feet. Treat colds with fluids, says a doctor. All right. Last one. Goat dung water for chest pain.
That's medieval.
God, I hope that's medieval.
Gotta be. Please don't tell me we're doing this
TikTok.
Right now. Oh my god.
Oh yeah. Apparently,
who has goat dung just hang? I mean, we had goat pee for like a month.
But. I mean, people are drinking raw milk, man. What do you want me to tell you? The doctors say animal feces is very dangerous, can transmit a host of infections. Chest pain needs emergency care. Right. That's another thing. Chest pain? Are you talking about like a laceration? Are you talking about I'm having a heart attack? So pour some goat poop on me. I guess.
Yuck.
Let's go to the
kids.
We're going to the petting zoo. Dad's clutching his chest again.
Man. Any others?
This one is okay. Vulture feathers or vulture skull or feathers basically will cure anything.
I'm hoping that's medieval too. Where are we getting vultures from right now?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Seems to be more vultures back then because all the cattle was dying.
Because of all the people dying in the cattle. Yeah. That would have, you got that right. That was medieval. Yeah. They thought that the skull was good for migraines and the feathers would be used to induce labor. And eyeballs, you could rub the feathers on your eyeballs to cure eye pain.
Really?
Believe it or not, didn't work.
I was just going to say, that's not something that stuck around.
Spread a lot more disease. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Coming up, I want to talk about the Sean Brady shooter pleading guilty to manslaughter.
Yeah.
Just manslaughter.
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk about the Kansas State Fair, which begins on Friday.
Food and activities and fun things.
It's going to be fun. Coming up, I'm Midday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.